infant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets hailing the glorious song. Play it, sing.
Before our enemies. We are above intimidation. We are above racism. We, the members of IPOB, Nigeria cannot stop us having Biafra. Nobody can stop us having Biafra. Biafra is here. I see the victory. I see the victory. Everything God have ordained it. And nobody, nobody can stop it. Even you and your crew can never.
Oh, I'm proud to be your friend.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill, all of us of freedom and justice from around the world. This is Radio Biafra live transmission, the second segment today after an eventful outing at the Zulu Federal High Court in Abuja, where, of course, the Nigerian government, the Nigerian federal government led by Buhari and his puppet in the Nigerian judiciary, also continue to expose themselves for what they are. They have continued to rape the hallowed sanctity, the hallowed chamber, the hallowed institution of judiciary by embarking on the most unimaginable rape, the most unimaginable travesty on justice. We are going to be dealing with a number of issues. This program is mostly going to dwell on the legal implications of Buhari and his agent in Nigerian judiciary, their decision to continue to scuttle the hope of the ordinary man. If the judiciary can be bastardized anywhere on this planet Earth, that is to say that ordinary people have no hope, the judicial arm of government remains the last beacon of hope for the ordinary people. And in the contraption called Nigeria, that institution, that arm of government has been bastardized with the coming to power of Muhammad Buhari, the man who has vowed not to respect anybody, the man who has no respect for rule of law, the man who has no respect for human rights, the man who has vowed in both private and in the open to make sure that Biafrans are hunted where they are found, anywhere they are found on this planet Earth, anywhere they are found on the streets of the zoo called Nigeria, Biafrans are and remain endangered species. That is what we have been saying for quite some time now. And today, Justice Tofu, or whatever he called himself, reversed himself in a decision that nobody appealed. Not even the prosecution appealed. Nobody appealed. He gave a judgment on a particular day, and the next day, or next couple of days, he reversed himself. It's marks of dangerous trend within the judicial arm of government, and we, the IPOB family members around the world, are on alert that our leader Nnamdi Kanu will not be given justice. We are not saying this because we do not know what the zoo called Nigeria is, but we are saying this because of detractors, because of doubters, because of so many institutions and governments, individuals around the world who are doubting what the zoo called Nigeria is up to. We are exposing them. We are telling you that they have gone the long haul of destroying what is left of the judiciary, and we are waiting for their final onslaught. This is a live broadcast, and We are welcoming everyone from different parts of the world to this all-important edition of the program. We will not fail, as always, to hand over the proceedings of this evening to the hands of God Almighty, the author and finisher of our lives, the author and finisher of the Biafra Restoration Project, to continue to direct the affairs of this program, to continue to put words, the right words, into our mouth, that we go forth and touch hearts and minds of men and women around the world, indeed men and women of goodwill and of good conscience and friends of Biafra, to begin to attune themselves more than ever before, to begin to acknowledge, to begin to appreciate once more, to begin to be more conscious of the fact that we are in an extraordinary situation and circumstance, and which requires extraordinary approach in order to find a solution. Above all, we remain resolute. We remain committed. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow. That is why you, God Almighty, Chukwu Kabiam, will not forget your promise to us, that you will never forget us nor forsake us, and that anything we ask for in your name, that you do it for us. Now is the time. The appointed time has come. It is now time for you to redeem your people. Do not forget your servant, Adidanam the Kanu, who is staying in the enemy camp. Continue to envelop him with thy presence. Continue to envelop him with thy glory, that the evil ones will have no upper hand against him. Continue to incapacitate them both spiritually and physically. Continue to render them powerless before him. Go before him, go with him, go behind him, and fight against those who fight against him. Contend with those who contend with him. Wherever they are, wherever they are plotting, whether they are in the air, whether they are in the sea, whether they are on the land, continue to set confusion in their midst. Continue to render them impotent. Continue to render them powerless before him, that at every particular point in time, that victory will be his, giving total liberation, total freedom. Bind the families of IPOB and friends of Biafra around the world together. Grant all of us total liberation. Emancipate the land of Biafra, that the world will see your glory as always in our lives, and continue to glorify your holy name. And to this we say amen and amen. My name is Uchemefo. I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra. I am from Abatete in Idemili, Biafra land. We welcome you, eminent Biafrans, all men and women of good conscience, from wherever you are listening on this planet Earth, because there is nowhere where Biafra does not get to, provided that there is life there. The only way Radio Biafra does not get to is where there is no life. As long as there is life, you must and would you be able to listen to Radio Biafra. As a matter of protocol, we are on the internet. Internet is the World Wide Web, a global village. All you need to do is to search for Radio Biafra and you will surprise yourselves. Hundreds of search results will be coming up, and you will make choice of platform through which you can listen to Radio Biafra. We are on satellite platforms. We are on FM relay stations across Biafra land. We are on shortwave platform as well. And you must, as a matter of reminder this time around, you need transistor radio or any device that has shortwave band. And the frequency remains 11600 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave, 11600 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. We also have Radio Biafra app. We have it for Android. We have it for other platforms all you need to do is to go to Google on your phone or Android Market or whichever phone you are using, whether Windows or Apple product, and download Radio Biafra app. That is another way of listening to Radio Biafra. We are also using a technology called Call to Listen. With this, you need a mobile phone and you need credit. You must have credit on your phone, preferably contract phone. It is not free, but you will be charged at the local rate depending on your location. We have numbers for Biafra Land. We have numbers for United States of America. We have numbers for United Kingdom. And there are several number of false and friends of Biafra around, or even enemies of Biafra, who of course choose to be listening to Radio Biafra through these means, and they are all welcome. The number to call when our lines are open is +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. We are also on Skype, and the Skype ID is Radio Biafra 6. Radio Biafra, all one word, and then the number 6 in front of it. This is a live broadcast once more. We understand that a number of FM radio stations across Biafra Land earlier in the day were not up and running. We need a confirmation. We also had complaints that the satellite platforms were not up and running. We are asking eminent Biafrans from around the world, and especially those in Biafra Land, to give us feedback on whether or not they are able to listen to Radio Biafra, or whether they are able to receive a signal this particular point in time. This is because it will help us to monitor our performance, which we indeed, within some margin of error, hopeful that we are moving relentlessly forward. This is once more a live broadcast, and the program this evening will dwell mostly on the legal implications and actions of Buhari and his agents within the Nigerian judiciary, and the way forward for Biafrans. At the moment, I am joined by an eminent legal practitioner. I am not going to say his name. He will, of course, say his name. We are going into this at this particular point in time because there are a number of other contributors that will be coming along the line. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yes, just 1 minute. I think this line is also is still giving some trouble. Let me just see what happens. 1 minute, please. Yes, can you hear me now? No, I think there is. Just hold on. Hold on for a minute, please. Let us try again. Can you hear me now?
Thank you.
Right, go ahead, please. Welcome to the program.
Yes, yes. My name is Achalas, and I'm calling from United Kingdom, London, precisely. Yes, I was going through the reports from the court of today's hearing on Nnamdi Kanu versus federal government of Nigeria, and it's quite absurd and appalling that a judge had to admit evidence, a note from, I'm reading from Penal Times, it says, reading from a short note, he claimed, claim was written by a staff of SSSS, that is the Defense Council, that members of Mr. Kanu's family were constituting threats to the lives of witnesses. He asked the court to adjourn the matter to such a time when witnesses would be granted the needed protection to help them confidently testify in court. Why? With all due respect, bearing in mind what the ruling of the judge in favor of the prosecution, I'm of the view that the judge erred in law. He committed a serious error of law. This application, from every indication, was without notice, without a formal notice to the defense. It was without notice to the defense. It was more or less an ambush on the defense. So there was no, the application lacks merit. If the prosecution wants to make such application, a formal notice is required. File and serve on both sides, the court and the defense. But in this case, that is not the case from the report so far. In my view, Mr. Justice Toho was wrong in allowing that to happen in his court. And that clearly undermines the integrity of the whole process. And of course, like the previous judge rightly said in the past, that justice is rooted in confidence. But in this case, this Justice Toho has actually made mockery of the whole system. It's never heard of to admit evidence on the trial date, on the hearing date. Today was meant for the prosecution to call her witnesses, and they give evidence and, of course, cross-examined on the content of their statement, but only for them to turn around. I see a situation here where the DSS and the other departments of the government are keen to undermine the entire judicial system just to get one man jailed. But at the end of the day, Nigerians must be careful of the dangers of bad precedent. It is in Nnamdi Kanu today, maybe Musa tomorrow, it may be Adeboye next tomorrow. So Nigerians must be careful. The Biafrans must be at alert. They must watch it. Let nobody think that anything good will come out of this man's case from every indication. We must not give ourselves a false hope, bearing in mind he's, from every indication, he's prepared to admit more evidence, even in the middle of trial, from every indication. So we have to be very, very careful. In fact, more recently, there is a case law to that effect in the UK whereby the prosecution team was prohibited from putting in new evidence. And the case law is R versus David Bodman. The full citation is 2015 EWCA Crim 175, Court of Appeal Criminal Division, UK. The judgment was handed down on the 3rd of February 2015. So my position is simple. Dear friends, the friends of dear friends, and indeed to a large extent Nigerians, and in fact the world, must watch Nigeria closely as it is, because at the end of the day, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice somewhere. So it is Nnamdi Kanu today. We don't know who is going to be tomorrow. Nigerians must be careful on how they go about particularly criminal justice administration in Nigeria. Particularly under this administration, of course, this man is reputable for dictatorship. Again, we must have. Damaging to the judge's ruling is this: we are looking at the prosecutor who is still standing in defiance of a valid court order. We are looking at a prosecution who has little or no respect to valid court order in the past. So. What's the credibility? Their credibility is zero. They are not credible. We're all aware of that, but they are not credible. So why would a judge admit such evidence? More than that, even if he's minded to admit such evidence, it must be done in a proper manner. The officer making such an allegation must put it under oath, must make a formal statement in case if it turns out not to be true tomorrow. I'm seeing a situation, I see a situation whereby the DSS coming to the entrance of the courtroom, stir up small disagreement, and come back to the court, come back to the judge and complain. I said, oh, we are being threatened. That is not the truth. That is not accurate. There's no evidence to support that. My position is the Colonel's legal team must challenge this by word of appeal to the Court of Appeal, even though we know the outcome, but nevertheless, it's still a point to pursue at the Court of Appeal, possibly Supreme Court, and let the president be set there to avoid them. Of course, it's important the president is set so that it will be applicable to all Nigerians in the future. DSS may continue to use it if the Court of Appeal, and the Supreme Court are found that. So, as far as I'm concerned, there is no. I don't see any slight chance in Justice Toho's, James Toho's court, so far as I'm concerned. But nevertheless, it is a situation that we have to deal with. And of course, let's see where I believe maybe at some point, I believe he's under pressure, but I believe at some point maybe something may come out of it. But as far as I'm concerned, we must not live on, we must not give him any hope. There's no hope as far as I'm concerned. So the system is keen to turn the whole rules upside down in order to just to secure conviction, which is quite unfortunate. Bearing in mind both the prosecution and the defense owes the court a duty and owes the court and the public a duty, and that duty is to get justice in a case and not to secure conviction or acquittal. Every part in the prosecution or defense owes the court a duty, and that duty is to get justice. Unfortunately, in this case, it's so obvious that there is no case, but somebody is trying to make case out of nothing. It's unfortunate.
It is very important. I mean, the one of the silent aspects of this case is that in the last court judgment, the judge said, the judge ruled against witnesses
mass
being
masked.
And today he reversed himself. There is no objection to that after really nobody appealed against it, but he came back and reversed himself. What is the implication of this?
That's a very valid point, because the point being that there is no basis for this ruling today. As far as I'm concerned, there is no basis for it. There is no formal application before the judge, rather an assertion from the prosecution team, which the judge shouldn't have listened to. He should have proceeded with the trial, which is listed today. The prosecution team, the defense team, were all prepared for trial today. I'm sure the prosecution team was not prepared. So they were using every trick to frustrate trial. In fact, it is fair to say it's clearly that somebody says clearly a case of perverting the course of justice on the side of DSS. Bearing in mind somebody staying at the gate and then staying up crisis with the defendant's family and then coming back to complain to judge, sending a note. Of course, this the judge himself shot himself on the foot. So far as I'm concerned, because there was no application before him. And this assertion is unverified by statement of truth, rather a note. There is in every court, Nigeria is a common law country. There is a standard format of making a statement in court. That standard format must be complied with. The reason is simple, so that if tomorrow that statement is discovered to be false, that individual may be pursued for contempt of court or trying to mislead the court. So now, if a judge relies on a note written by a counsel, defense or prosecution counsel, how will you pursue the individual? We don't know who this individual is. We don't know what is his or her mission is in the case. So we don't even know whether a note exists. But from the report I got that from here, he just read out a short note. Reading from a short note, claimed was written by a staff of SSS. It's not even a security report. It's not even a security report or intelligence report. Rather, a short note. The ruling is certainly, in my view, in my submission, unfair, and it certainly goes to the root of the whole case, of the prosecution case against Kanu. And of course, I must warn, for the Biafrans, I urge you to remain calm. I urge you to remain consistent. You have a record of being most peaceful agitators and since history for years now. And I'm urging you to remain calm. As far as Nigeria is concerned, I would rather say Nigerians themselves must be careful. They must be careful because if this particular drama, if this particular incident is allowed to stand, it means any of them could be a victim of it tomorrow, whereby you have a case against government and then they come in to get, they say there is a written notice, there is a note from an office, from a staff. Therefore, the trial will go for secret, the trial will be a secret trial.
Yes,
see the danger. So, Nigerians must be careful. Dear friends, I urge you to remain calm, and I as always, remain calm. You are in the struggle to win the people, while Nigerians are in the struggle to destroy. You have to be careful. You try to win the people. Always have people at the top. Make sure that you know your focus is to win the people. You must know that your mission is to win the people and not to win war. You are not in a war with anybody. Rather, you are out to win your people back. And that should be the case. That should be your priority, and not to win war. You are not in war with anybody.
Yes.
So far as I'm concerned, the case is absolutely nonsense. There's no foundation. It's baseless, and that's why you see the prosecution team struggling. Of course, you have to ask yourself whether there is a government in place in Nigeria. I certainly don't believe there's government in Nigeria. In a situation like that, the Attorney General of the Federation is supposed to intervene to review the case in the round and consider asking himself two questions. One, is this case in the public interest to prosecute? Is it really fair? Is there any realistic prospect of success? Even if there is a realistic prospect of success, is it in the public interest? Certainly not. So far as I'm concerned, Moise Kanu, he's a true Democrat. He has been going about his agitation peacefully, enlightening people, educating the masses in preparation for possible referendum. Now, that is the right response to that is for government to match, challenge him by way of evidence, with objective evidence. Challenge his facts. Challenge him with facts.
Which they have failed to come up with.
Yeah, certainly, of course, the whole thing, why they are different is very simple, because they are fair leaders. If Nigeria did what they're supposed to do 45 years ago, unite the country, truly unite the country, truly build institutions that will be respected, that will stand test of time, there will be no need. Nobody will be shivering. Nobody will be shaking. The idea that using arms is actually indicting. Using those arms they are using against the peaceful protesters is an indictment on them. Because as opposed to using arms, all you need to do is to start your campaign. We are better together. Simple. State your facts. Say why we must be together. It's a very simple thing. This man is saying, let's go. Because we are not feeling any better in Nigeria. And then it's for you to launch your own campaign. You have the resources, you have the money, you have everything. The military is not needed here. The police is not even needed. None of them is needed. None of them is required. All you need to do is to mount your own campaign. And of course, the root of all evils in Nigeria is because our constitution is everything in Nigeria is all about imposition. From constitution to the states you are talking about today, they are all imposed. Nigerians have not been able to create one state. The only state Nigeria wanted to create since independence was a Midwestern region, which was created by a popular referendum. Apart from that, the rest of the states were created by imposition. So as far as I'm concerned, that's the only thing Nigeria has been able to achieve, the creation of Midwestern region. After that, the rest of the states were imposed.
Right.
That's the only state that was created. Region that was created by popular referendum. People have to vote. So anybody, if anybody is talking about something else or accusing Mr. Kanu of crime or treason or whatever, if there's anybody who is guilty of treason, it should be Mr. Buhari himself, because he dethroned the democratically elected government of Shagari. He removed Shagari with gun. At the end of the day, treason has no time limit. He could still be tried for it. Pinochet of Chile was tried years after leaving power. He was tried as a dictator. So Buhari himself should be tried. If there's anybody that is guilty of treason, it's Buhari himself and some other ones, right from himself and other ex-generals in Nigeria. You're guilty of that. There's no dispute about it. If there's anything you need to ask me, Mazimepo,
yes,
please.
What I wanted to ask is, it's very important. I mean, there Buhari himself, just like you said, that there is no justice. It is a travesty of justice, and that there is no government. Buhari has been interviewed on a number of occasions, and the last of it was the Al Jazeera interview. And I don't know whether you are listening. I want you to give an opinion to this.
Just
hold on, and I hope you will be able to hear that.
Also look at another problem that seems to be emerging under your presidency. You've only been in power 9 months, but this problem in the southeast of the country, we're seeing the Indigenous Peoples Organization of Biafra, IPOB, they are protesting peacefully for the most part on a regular basis, and there has been video, I could show you some video that's been posted of a very...
No, thank you.
These are the images the president didn't want to see. They're on the internet and we can't verify exactly what they show, but it appears as though security forces were shooting at unarmed protesters in the southeastern state of Abia. This is footage I can't personally verify, but it looks as though the security forces have gone in very heavy-handedly shooting, and there were reported to be 7 deaths. I'm wondering, how are you planning to deal with this issue of Biafra? You, of course, have first-hand experience.
For a 30-month civil war, at least 2 million Nigerians were killed. And for somebody to wake up, maybe he wasn't born when there was a fighting in Biafra and said he was Biafra again. We have multi-party democracy system now. Let them organize themselves and vote for... to have a state within a state, but to try and interfere with movement of troops, with economy, looking for Biafra, after losing 2 million people, I think they are joking with Nigerian security, and Nigeria will not tolerate it.
Why don't you invite them for talks?
Why should we invite them?
For the most part, they appear to be young people, as you say, with no recollection
of the war, the
1967-70 war. But these are disaffected young men for the most part, but young women as well, mm-hmm. who are protesting, it would appear, against their reduced economic opportunities. Government allocations to state governments in that region have been reduced by something like 50%. These people...
How much was oil costing? For the last 16 years, it was costing from over $140 per barrel, now to sometimes under 30. So the system of allocation has to correspondingly be reduced. So why shouldn't it affect them? It is affecting the whole of Nigeria. From where do we get the money to give them?
Okay, Mr. President, I think that time is up.
Yes, I don't know whether you heard what Buhari was saying there. Did you listen to the...
Yes. I did listen to that. Him refusing to watch the video, the tape clip showing the soldiers shooting armless protesters, armless civilians who were in a compound, the Sengenam prison guard. He refused to watch. Of course. That's on the face of it, an admission of wrongdoing. Because it's horror. So who, at his age, 74 years old man watching such a horror. It must be a semi devil to watch it without committing himself. So the strategy is simple. I don't want to watch it so that I won't look so bad. So he didn't want to watch it. So he knows what he's doing. So at the end of the day, it is a matter that may have to be litigated upon at the appropriate court. And that's the evidence of him refusing to watch that. It's also another, it's incriminating on itself, because if he is completely innocent about it or not aware of such order, didn't instruct them to do that, he would like to watch it and then come back to question the officers that did whatever they did. If he had the opportunity to watch that clip, I suspect he must have watched it before. And now, refusing to watch it before the world, when the eyes of the world were on him, is clearly an evidence that he actually authorized that to happen. Because if he didn't, if put it this way, Mazime, if you are the Mr. President, and then a journalist brought to your attention a particular incident, you like to watch it, isn't it? You like to watch it and see what happened, what transpired there. And then when you see it, you may call one or two people to answer some questions. You may call the commander, whoever that is in charge of that sector. You may call your chief of army staff and say, I want the guy that is in charge of that operation to come to my office to tell me what actually transpired. But in this case, he knew what happened. Maybe they didn't even do much as he expected them to do. So, obviously, that is a matter that people concerned must take up to the appropriate quarter. Particularly, I'm talking about ICC, ICC particularly, must take it up to the ICC. Then, in that case, you have the opportunity to watch the video, that where the court must compel him to watch it at the appropriate time. People tend to forget that the highest body will rule the country is only 8 years. And after 8 years, what next? There is a place, he may be the place where Charles Taylor is, and some other East African leaders like him are cooling off their heads at the moment. And of course, his friend, Umar Bashir, he's running helter skelter. His friend Umar Bashir of Sudan, the man that committed the worst massacre in Sudan against the Southern Sudanese during the time of Janjaweed and etc. Who happened to be his best friend. He assisted Umar Bashir to escape international warrant in South Africa, and also assisted him in India. So I'm not surprised that he refused to watch that video anyway. So he knows. But what we must bear in mind is obviously his age. He believes he can do whatever he wants to do because the age is no longer on his side. Maybe after finishing by, he may have maybe a few years, probably, and then just remain in the country without traveling for the rest of 20 or 30 years or 40 years. At 70, maybe by the time he finishes, he may be 80 or thereabouts. Maybe that is his hope, but nevertheless, his action on that occasion is self-incriminatory.
Yes, and one last thing before you go. This is Buhari's view, Buhari's intention for our leader Nnamdi Kanu, which of course was evident in the presidential media chat he had in December. If you can, of course, comment on it. Just 1 minute.
Yes. Well, just hold on.
Since you came in, disobeyed court orders. I can mention Kalde Are, I can mention Sambo Dasuku, he has about 3 bells and is still being arrested. I can mention Patrick Abole Kemi. I can go on and on, Nnamdi Kanu of the Afra agitation. These people have legitimate bells from the court and then they're still being held. Are you not worried? And then, secondly, sir, why
we can only take one. I'm really sorry.
All right,
we've got limited time.
Yes, Mr. President. Are you a lawyer?
I'm a journalist, sir.
You want to be appointed lawyer then? Technically, if you see the type of atrocities those people committed, and then you saw it, to say this publicly, against the country, if they jump bail, FC, the former president, just wrote to the governor central bank and said, give 40 billion naira, 40 billion to so-so-so. And then he fills the account and you give him bill or you ask him to go and see his doctor in London. Why do you have 2 million people in IDPs? Half of them, they don't even know their parents. Which kind of country do you want to run? And the one we are calling Kanu, do you know he has 2 passports? One Nigerian, one British, and he came to this country without using any passport. Do you know he brought an equipment into this country, a sophisticated equipment, and was broadcasting for Radio Biafra? Which kind of government do you want to have?
But you wrote the editorial against any premium.
What?
Premium Times wrote the editorial against station and called on the federal government to stop.
That's so if you be given bill to go away, there's a treasonable felony against him, and I hope the court will listen to the case.
Yes, I mean, it is very important that we focus. Just 1 minute. I want to point out one or two things here. Buhari did not hide his disdain, his hatred for leader Nnamdi Kanu. First of all, I mean, this presidential media chat was after 2 or 3 court injunctions mandating the DSS to release leader Nnamdi Kanu, and after absolving him of, acquitting him of all charges, all criminal charges, including terrorism that they brought against him. And they now came up with treasonable felon. Buhari, before this, he appointed, I mean, the 2 judges of the High Court, one of them withdrew because of bias. The other one indeed gave a judgment acquitting our leader Nnamdi Kanu. And Buhari now came on national television to say that his our leader Nnamdi Kanu cannot be released because he has 2 passports. He is a British citizen as well as Nigeria, and then that he did not travel with any of these passports. And now the question on that is, did he now fall down from heaven? You know, how did he then enter the zoo called Nigeria? Does Buhari not understand that if, for instance, if I don't want to even fly direct to Nigeria, I can stop in any of the West African countries? You know, now, secondly, he said that he brought in sophisticated equipment. Until date, we are still waiting for them to bring out the sophisticated equipment. And you begin to ask yourself, he brought in sophisticated equipment. How did that equipment, if at all it exists, how did it come into the zoo called Nigeria? Did you not pass through the customs? Did somebody not clear it?
Yes, you know. Let me chip in something there. You see, the statement made by Buhari in this case, when the case is yet to be tried, or the Crown yet to open their case, first and foremost is, from every indication, he said prejudicial comments, and secondly, it goes down to the root of the trial. It goes down to the fairness of the proceedings Nnamdi Kanu is about to face in Nigeria. It goes down to say that Nnamdi Kanu can never hurt. There's a very rare chance of him getting justice in Nigeria. Clearly, if a president of a country could come up on the national television and express his view on a matter before the court, and he is president and commander-in-chief of armed forces, he is in charge of the DSS that have been perverting the course of justice, that I believe that is perverting the course of justice in this case. He is in charge of the DSS that certainly was at the court today and then tried to stir up controversy between themselves and Mr. Kanu's family. Let's keep our eyes open and be watching as the events unfold. There may be more drama to come. More drama. Yeah. I expect more drama.
I am driving at something. I didn't finish. There is one other important point. He made all these statements before this justice Tozo or whatever he called himself came in. And then when Tozo came in, he effectively vomited what Buhari said on air.
Exactly, on national TV.
Now, he went ahead to say that if Kanu is released, he will go on to commit the same offense again. What offense are you talking about when somebody has not been tried?
Yes, well, saying from every indication, I was expecting something else. I was expecting maybe for him to disqualify himself from continuing to try the case, because having made that statement and said, if Kanu is released, he's going to go further to commit for that offense, the same offense that he's been alleged. Now, the point being that he has already made up his mind to jail Kanu even before the trial. So, obviously, with that comment, he practically, in a decent society, he's supposed to hands off. But thank God, High Court is a court of record. I'm asking the defense team to make sure that the tape of that hearing and, of course, the transcript of the judgment in that bail application hearing is properly documented and kept safely in a place, because at the end of the day, it might be an issue on a later date after he must have finished reading out the judgment drafted in Asorok. So the truth of the matter is the defense needs to be careful now on how they approach this judge, make sure that everything that happens in the courtroom is properly documented, properly, possibly copies, make sure that copies are kept in a safe place. Another thing that is interesting is the judge, Justice Tosu, accepted the case for the DSS of then granted another protecting the witnesses. How about the defense? How did he protect Mr. Jofor of counsel who reported to him that he was being threatened? How about Mr. Kanu's family? How about other members who are going about, who are supporting their leader, who are being threatened on a daily basis, being arrested just for being in the court or attending maybe normal gathering? So these are the things that's supposed to be, because obviously, like I said, Kanu is unlikely to get a fair hearing in this case. I'm not sure what the position of the Judge Toho on defense witnesses. Did he grant any other protecting defense witnesses? No. Did he grant any other protecting defense counsel, senior and the junior counsel to the defendants? The answer is no. Obviously, clearly, this is a case of unfairness. He was not being fair to the defense, and he's quite prepared to accept any last minute submission from the Crown. Maybe tomorrow they will come in with a fresh evidence, or maybe what they call any paper, and then ask the court to admit, which Justice Soho is quite prepared to accept. So, so far as I'm concerned, the man Soho is not in a position to give justice to the case. He's out to do the bidding of his paymaster, which is the Mr. Buhari himself. Of course, there's still this question in Nigeria about judicial independence, which is to say judiciary don't have their own budget. They don't manage their own budget. They are still living on allocation by the executives, and they're still dependent on the executive on promotion, and a lot of things involved. So you never know who is to be rewarded with anything. You don't know who is going to be rewarded with a chief judge. I'm not saying that is the case, but you never know who is going to be rewarded with Chief Justice of the Federation tomorrow. You never know who is going to be rewarded with the President of Court of Appeal tomorrow. So, and of course, we know bribe is dream or after. So we need to keep our eye on those matters. So these are the situation. That's the reality of Nnamdi Kanu's case. I'm asking Biafrans and the friends of Biafra, Nigerians as well, to be watchful. To be watchful in the sense that any bad precedent set in Nnamdi Kanu's case is likely to impact on other Nigerians, irrespective of where they come from, whether it's Igbo, Hausa, Yoruba, or
Joe, Ishikiri, or anybody, because any bad president somewhere it remains a law. If the judge rules that you can admit an evidence, a note, just a note from DSS as evidence to vacate a hearing that was properly argued and well defended, and you make a ruling on it, and then you simply vacated the same ruling by reading off a note. That is not supported by any evidence. That is not supported. In fact, the best approach to that situation was maybe probably adjoin the case and order the prosecution to provide evidence of that intimidation and to make a formal application, which I think give the defense opportunity to respond to it. Rather, he fall to the trap of the prosecution. Of course, I take it it's a melodrama, really, comprising three characters: President Muhammad Buhari, GCFR, Attorney General of the Federation, and indeed Justice Trudeau. These are the three characters in that drama that happened today. Otherwise, a judge with conscience of justice would have acted differently, would have the right course of action if he's minded to do justice to the case, was to adjourn the case tomorrow and ask the prosecution to come with evidence of witness intimidation. And the individual making such allegation must mount the witness box and give evidence and be questioned on that. The officer, the staff that is reading that note, must mount the witness box and be questioned on it. So, that's to test the evidence. It's, to me, my position is that evidence is untested evidence. Justice Toro is acting on a script, and I think there's so much pressure on him, and the drama of today's hearing was properly rehearsed. I said, just stand on the gate. If Mama Khan is coming, push her, and she push you back, and then come to the judge and report to the judge.
Exactly. Thank you.
That's what it is. So,
right.
Yeah, that's what it is. If Mama Khan is coming, just push her. Just give her some push. And then she push you back. I say, why are you pushing me like that? You go back to the judge and say, we have been threatened.
Thank you very much. We are watching with keen interest. We are watching with keen interest.
Yeah.
And thank you very much.
Biafans and the friends of Biafans must be watchful. Not to give in. Don't give in. Don't give in at all. No confidence. Just put up no confidence in the man, because bearing in mind what happened today, the danger is so obvious that maybe at the middle of the trial, the judge is willing to admit any other evidence, whether tested or untested. And such evidence is dangerous. The reason why it's dangerous is simple. Anybody can come up with anything. Of course, the whole idea in prosecution, the prosecution must file in all the evidence they seek to rely on and serve it on defense in advance. And when you serve it in advance, it is for the defense to scrutinize those exhibits and the evidence you deposed that you wanted to rely on. And then being able to cross-examine you on that, or possibly instruct their own expert. If they say somebody was telephoned, somebody called somebody, or Mr. A called Mr. B at social time and social time, where is the road data of the telephone? Where is the phone record? Who said who, and how did it come about? Who called who? How is it possible that Mr. Kano in detention in prison would be threatening somebody or something, or the or his mother, the poor woman that is nursing her wound, will be threatening, calling a witness and be threatening a witness? What can she do? She can't do anything other than praying to God. She can't do anything. Her mother, his mother, probably maybe the woman I saw, maybe probably in her 60s or maybe her late 70s. So that woman cannot hold a fly. Or Carlos, a lovely sister that studied in Britain here, that speaks Porsche, and I don't see her trying to attack anybody or anything. And look at the Biafrans themselves, we've seen them. They are proudly protesting on the streets. Why must a patriotic Nigerian, for that matter, trying to hide his face
to give evidence if you are truly patriotic. If I have a, if I'm a patriotic Nigerian and I have evidence against Kanu, I will come in open place and give my evidence if I have nothing to hide. If I have, if there's an occasion where Kanu did something that is wrong, I know that, oh, he's planning to do X, Y, Z, something that I know that is wrong. Well, why not? And I'm against it. Why not? Why can't I come out? Kanu is working boldly, saying what he's saying, because he believes he's right in what he's saying. If anybody thinks he's wrong, why not that same person come out openly to say, yes, this is, look at what I saw, look at what I witnessed. And then it becomes, I mean, on that. The obvious danger, of course, is the individual may be hiding in a mask and be saying whatever he wants to say, whatever he or she wants to say. And in the end, the judge will accept all of that as true. That is the truth of the matter. That's where the judge is heading to.
Right. Thank you very much. And thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Radio Biafra Live Presentation. I am joined by Barrister Ibamezu at the moment. Barrister, can you hear me? I don't know what's going on, and I will go on to take another call. Let us see if we can reconnect with Barrister. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Richard, my football, it seems that the radio has gone off.
I don't know what's going on. Everything is okay from here.
Right, it's back on, Ichemefo. Hang on. Yes, I can hear you, Ichemefo.
Yes, everything is okay for me. I don't know. Maybe we will take a break and sort out one or two things, but I think everything is okay from here at the moment.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Barrister.
Yes, Ichemefo, thank you. Yeah, thank you for that, our friend who just spoke. I haven't heard that voice before. Well, thank you. You gave a good analysis. Uchemefo, good evening, dear friends, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We are again today, this evening, the 7th of March, 2016. And, of course, the time is 17 minutes past 9 o'clock. London time, I'm sure it's 17 minutes past 10 o'clock, dear friend time. We are here again analyzing about the issue of what happened in court today. And of course, the whole way I can sum everything up is that it was a full charade of the zoo system of court hearing. In the first instance, the judge himself committed a material breach of court proceedings. You cannot halfway, as a judge, decide a case when you are not challenged, when there's no appeal, when there's not even a need for you to do so. That means he has already pre-planned his decision, and his ideas is not necessary at this point in time. He should have allowed the DSS to appeal or to apply that this is what they insist on before he made his reversal case of what he ruled against last month. All of a sudden, he made a U-turn without being prompted. That is a material breach of court proceedings. That court should resign. He should not supposed to take charge of the next court hearing. He has failed and should not sit on again. But personally, for me, if I am the defense lawyer of Director Nnamdi Kanu, Oluwaburuburu, I will allow the case to carry on with those who want to cover their head, who are doing their faces or whatever. Just cross-examination or examination in chief first. During cross-examination, all of that will buckle. They will have legs to stand. The whole case will collapse because a liar is a liar, and a liar cannot stand the test of time during court proceedings. It never happened. It cannot happen. Yeah, we know that the zoo is a plantain republic, not even banana. They are below banana. They are plantain republic. Nothing goes well there. They just play a judge. Anybody can just stand up and claim to be a judge. Look at how shambolic a whole Judge Toso or Toho, how he performed himself today. Very disgraceful. We know that, yes, he's working under Buhari, the profile, the uncircumcised element, who has his evil face against the Afrans, which of course he will not succeed, because our mind is made up and we are focused. He will not deter us, he will not stop our movement. We will bulldoze him by the side, the Afra will be restored. He can kill as much as he could, but we will fight back. We will not forgive. Buhari, keep killing. This is your time. An Englishman says every dog has their own day. This is your time. Time for our own killing will come. We will not miss it. We will not spare. It will be revenge. Because they say revenge is sweeter. When it serves on a cold plate, Biafras will revenge. Keep playing about with our time. Playing about with our lives. Kill a lot of Biafras. Those you pour acid, yeah, you refuse to watch a video because you know the atrocities you've committed. I don't know why Chukwuemeka has not sent such a guy into a hellfire as he's walking and he will just catch fire. I don't know why Chukwuemeka is sparing this guy. He's going along every country asking for arms. And of course, the greedy West will give him arms. He'll bring him home to come and kill the Afrans. The Western world, what is good for the geese is also good for the gender. You are supplying ammunition to be killing the Afrans. They come up once, they will come back to you. One day, one time, you will have your own day. It's our time now, we are dying. And all of you are happy, excited. All you bloodsuckers, you are happy, we are being killed. Your own day, the point is, the Afrans, we are very resilient. We have shock absorber. What we have taken and stand, no Western world will ever stand it. Not even Western world. Other tribes will not even stand it. What we took and stand firm and still struggling forward, no other tribe can ever take it and stand. Talk less of Western world who cannot even stand blood. But we are absorbing it. We know many more of us will die, but Biafra will come. But we will not forgive. Even it was said in the book of Matthew that the Son of Man will come and die according to plan. But woe to him who betrayed the Son of Man. All those who are taking money in the name of betraying their brothers and sisters, he will not go well with you. Time will come when you look back, nothing to save you. This is your own time. You are feeding through the blood of your brothers and sisters. We are taking notes, and those notes shall visit you in time to come. What you have to remember, all of you, whether Buhari, DSS, saboteurs, the West supporting you with guns and ammunition, we will not forgive. Biafrans are recording. Thank God we are at the time of media. Everything is on Facebook. They are recorded, and we have saved most of them in time to come. We will question with this. We will come back to you for all the killings that have been going on. Judge Soho or Judge Toso, well done. But we have never seen a judge like this who can make a U-turn. When he was not even prompted, you have committed a material breach in court proceedings. We've never seen anything like this before. I trust the defense lawyer, who is, of course, doing us a good job for the rest on behalf of IPOB and for the rest of the Kanawagulu Hamadike. The rest of Sepute, you will come out in full glory. We are here, we ain't going nowhere. We will not resign until the affair is restored. That's a promise. We are remaining static. We are remaining steady. We are going forward. Our minds are made up. We are focused. We can never relent. All of you out there, I encourage all of you, whatever you do, in supporting the restoration of Biafra, Chukwuemeka, I will bless all of you individually. We will see through the end of this court case. At some point, they will buckle. Because you see this guy, what's his name? BBC. He says, when two people are fighting, and then they start throwing sand, the war is over. The DSS, Buhari and the court in the zoo have seen. They have no axe to grind. They have nothing against the rest of them. They cannot work with Buru. Now they are trying, wasting court time. wasting their own time, wasting Biafra's time. Yes, Biafra, we can go back in time. It doesn't matter. But Nigeria, the zoo has already expired. We will go back in time to recover our lost time, our lost energies. We will visit you back and pay you back in coin what you have done against us. We will not forgive. Biafrans are one unit that can never be broken in pieces. The time we were broken was years ago when Yoruba came with their media, with their Hausa Fulani, telling that they created south-south, west-west, east-west, east-north, south-west. All those years are gone. We've recovered ourselves. We put ourselves back again together. 2 days ago, or if I say yesterday, I asked if there is any particular tribe in Biafra land who says the reason why they don't want to do Biafra is because an Igbo-speaking man or woman did ABC. Please, take the phone and call here on Radio Biafra and tell us what it was. Apart from the crime, Isaac Iwe, as they call him, the ceremonial prime minister, who did not know that Ayo Esai is his cousin, asked him to go back to Akwa Ibom to go and contest. As the Yorubas sent him away, when Ojukwu saved Awolowo inside the prison, that is why you can never do business with the Yorubas. No matter how righteous they are, even Kemi, whatever, that lunatic mad woman, I thought she was making sense. All of a sudden, she made a new turn and started criticizing Biafran. This is why you can never trust any Yoruba man or woman. Whether it's your in-law, whether he's married to you, it doesn't matter. You can never trust them. We cannot do business with the Yorubas. Some people are whispering, why can't we join together with the Yorubas since they are fighting with the Hausas? If the Hausas will fight and kill them, it doesn't matter. If the Yorubas have cooperated with Ojukwu in the 60s, we would not have been in this situation we are today. They betrayed us. When you betray somebody, your own punishment is usually quadruple from what you have, from the point you stood. Now, they are getting their comeuppance. And it will happen more. This is just morning. Today is just breaking up for the Yorubas. Hausas and Yorubas, they are no friends of ours. We thought that the two of them can make a country of their own. Now, it's obvious that Yorubas would never have anything to do. Some of them were saying, Nigeria is over. We have to get our Oduduwa. Only now you realize you need your Oduduwa. Biafrans always see things before it happens. We have foresight. Biafrans are created by Chukwu Abiyama. That is why we cannot ever, and we have never been together with either Hausa or Yoruba. We don't have the same commonality. There's no interest in these two factions. You guys should find your ways. We'll keep struggling until Biafra is restored. We cannot combine with either Yoruba or Hausa ever. Those ones are killers. They drink blood with their Allah. I urge my sisters, those who always open themselves up for Hausas to be marrying them because of greediness, shame on all of you. Married uncircumcised men, unclean men, unclean animal. You are dealing with sleeping with them because you want the money. Shame on you. Perish with them and stay with them, because we promise you we will not have any mosque in Biafra land. You sell yourself to an unclean man and then you answer a Biafra woman. Shame on you. And the new girls, if you want to keep yourself righteous, make sure you don't have nothing to do with the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. They are evil, they are devilish, from their president to the bottom. All of them. We have nothing in common with them. They are evil. They are devilish. And we keep preaching this until Biafra is restored. Then we will draw the line. Biafrans, wherever you are, remain resolute, as of course you are. Remain focused. Keep fighting for Biafra. Biafra will be restored. Uchemefo, good evening to all of you. I'll stand by.
Thank you very much, sir, for that. As always, well succinctly put, this is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are live where the Director Almighty is in charge. We'll be back in a minute.
All because of freedom, freedom of Biafra. But I can see a victory ahead of us. Let's get united and fight.
This is still Radio Biafra Live presentation. Apologies for the intermittency. We needed to take care of a very serious issue militating against smooth streaming of this program. And I can tell you with some degree of certainty that we are back. We are advising those who are listening via the internet to refresh their system. And all of us, please try and go back to your platforms. We are with every amount of certainty sure that we are good to go. This is Radio Biafra Live Presentation, and we are live and direct. God Almighty is in charge.
History of Biafran heroes forever and ever, and we will never forget them. Oh, we must win this battle for them. Hey, hey, hey. Because the reason of their death is the freedom of Biafra. I can see victory ahead of us.
This is Radio Biafra, and we are back. I am joined right now by the head of Directorate of State, Maazi Uchasiebu, and I'm going straight to him for him to address the Biafran people. Can you hear me?
Yes, Uche. Good evening from Victoria, Spain.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Biafrans. I must say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. And Uche Mefo, I must thank you for the good job you are doing for the indigenous people of Biafra. Biafrans worldwide, you've all seen how the court turned out today. It is very, very obvious that John Soho, I don't know how his name is being called, John Soho is the agent of Buhari. John Soho has exhibited the reason why he was kept in that position. He was there to make sure our leader is being castrated in perpetuity. And Chukwuokike Abiama will never allow him. We are watching him so closely. The Afrans worldwide, we are watching him so closely. And the world as well is watching. There is no way this evil man will succeed in his plot. We are taking decisions, and from tomorrow we may be taking a very serious action against this evil man. A man who on the 19th of February gave a verdict there wouldn't be no masquerade in the court, today reversed that decision, saying that our director will be tried in camera, and that can never happen. We must not allow that to happen. We must follow this matter strictly, and we can never allow these evil plans to materialize. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. There is no way we cannot come out victorious. We are the children of God. We descended directly from God. And I expect each and every one of you to stand up and keep moving in freedom fighting. All these things have been expected. And the most important thing, we must crush them head on. We will take them head on. Biafrans, we are indomitable. We are resilient. We are resolute at all times. You must keep on moving. No retreat, no surrender. All of you today in the court, I applaud your efforts. Those of you who couldn't make it, I urge you to sit up in the next court sitting. All rules must proceed to Abuja, where it is happening. And we must tell you, we can never allow these evil plans to materialize. We are indigenous people of Biafra. You must sit on. I must congratulate all the members of the Directorate of State. I thank you for the wonderful jobs you are doing. Barrister Imam Mezu, thank you for that wonderful rendition you just gave some minutes ago. I thank you, our COC, for all the wonderful jobs you are doing. Both of you are doing a wonderful job. Our spokesman, Barrister Imam Mezu and Clifford Iranya, I congratulate you, and you must keep on keeping on, as our deputy will always say. We respect you. We love you. You must make sure you do the right thing at all times. and all the coordinators, our continental refs, I congratulate you for the wonderful jobs you are doing. Our zonal coordinators worldwide, keep on keeping on. We love you all. All the members of indigenous people of Biafra worldwide, we applaud you. You must sit up. The time has come for we to take the bull by the horn. We can never allow these evil plans to materialize. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. We must always remain resolute. We must always remain unshakable because we are the children of God. I must tell you, today is a day we will always remember. I tell you, like our director will always say, the zoo, baboons and monkeys. Have you seen where a judge will make a verdict and go back without even appeal and reverse that decision? That is zoo for you. We all know that this man is carrying on with the baboons agenda. Muhammadu, pedophile Buhari, the dullard of Daura, we are watching you. You can never win this fight. Maybe you think 2016 is like 1967 to 70. You must be mistaken. This year, dear friends, we are going home. Our land is near. We must go home. There is no way the same DNA, we have no the same DNA with this Hausa, Fulani baboons and the Yoruba conspirators. We must leave them and go where we are destined to be. We are not Nigeria. We can never be Nigerians. We are Biafras. At all times, we are Biafras. I must tell you this. And before I proceed, I have some few announcements to make. I must say, all the coordinators, especially in Iguacha, I am having reports that Tolofari is still parading himself as the coordinator of Iguacha. I advise you, Tolofari, for you to cease from this moment parading yourself as the coordinator of Iguacha. You must at all times remain loyal to our state coordinator in Iguacha. At all times, all of you must know this. We are not here to jabber. We are not here to do anything, rather to restore Biafra. Our coordinator in Iguacha is David Njoku. And no other person than David Njoku. And I expect each and every one of you to be loyal to him at all times. Tolofari, I have spoken with you time without number, telling you that you must respect the decision of the indigenous people of Biafra. From this minute, I urge you to cease parading yourself as the coordinator of Iguacha, or else you will be dragging us into power tussle, and that will not go away with you. If you are a Biafran, you must behave as one. We are disciplined at all times. I must commend what you people are doing in Iguacha. Those of us still in the detention, we can never forget you. We are with you. We are doing anything humanly possible to make sure you are free. We can never abandon you. Nihi, we practice on Ubewan Naban also. We can never abandon you. Those of you in Aba, your relief is fast coming. This week, we must be visiting you with a lot of things in Aba. Those of you still in the hospital, we must take care of you. Those of you in prison, we must take care of you. We can never abandon you. Never shall we abandon you. I must urge all of you to remain steadfast, to remain resolute at all times. I want to condemn with every impunity of the show of shame that happened in our platform yesterday. I must say, no, in every circumstances, you must not be disrespectful to your superior officer at all times. And I am sending this message directly to our United States National Coordinator, Obidio Bienu. Never again must you come on air to castigate your superior. Never again. If there is anything your superior say, maybe you did not augur well, you know how to channel your grievances. Not on air. We must not tolerate this type of things anymore. We are disciplined people. I have never come on air before to castigate my superior, who is Uche Befor, or our leader Nnamdi Kanu. Even in our differences, we sort it behind closed doors. And I urge all of you, never again, any coordinator that comes on air to castigate his superior, I will dismiss him live on air. Live on air, you will be dismissed. We are not here for jokes. We are here to restore Biafra. Our director is incarceration. I expect all of you to know that we are in a difficult situation. It is time for we to rally around each other, not to come here to castigate each other. Everybody, no matter where you are, where you are coordinating, I urge you to coordinate well. If you respect your superior, your juniors will respect you. And I must tell you, go home and start coordinating your countries, not to come on air to castigate or try to humiliate your superior. Never again shall such thing happen in our radio. Never. If such thing repeats itself again, I will dismiss you live on air, no matter who you are. No matter who you are or the position you are holding, you will be dismissed live on air. People of Biafra, enemies of Biafra and friends of Biafra, I tell you, the die is cast. Chukwu Okike Adeoma is our God, and our leader will be out very soon. Do not be perturbed, do not be worried, do not have any feeling of or doubting spirit that we can never succeed. Never. We must get Biafra. You may not know the kind of good news we are having until when you start seeing them. We are the children of God. We can never fail. Failure is never our portion and can never be our portion. I must thank our First Lady, Mrs. Uche Chukwu Kanu. Chukwu Okike Adeoma will bless you and bless our child. You are wonderful. I must thank our in-law, who is working so seriously in making sure that our leader is released, the father of Uche Chukwu Kanu. I thank you very much. I thank you, the father of our leader, His Royal Highness Israel Okwu Kanu. Chukwu Okike Adeoma will be with you. I thank our Lord, the mother of our leader, the womb that gave birth to a hero. I thank you. Chukwu Okike Adeoma will be with you, our mother. You are one of us. And Chukwu Okike Adeoma will give you the strength until your son will be released. And he will be released. We are one family, one indivisible family. Nothing on earth can ever divide us. We are the children of God. Anywhere you are, keep on working for Biafra. If you are singing, sing for Biafra. If you are a shoemaker, make for Biafra. If you are a trader, trade for Biafra. Anything you are doing, do for Biafra. Our musicians, I applaud you. You are the wonderful people. I applaud you so much. Our priests, our pastors, our evangelists, you are one of us. I love you all. All the things you are doing, we are saying it. Chukwu Okike Adeoma will be with you. Our Biafran Land Coordinator, Chidebere Onwudiwe, Bright Chimezie, all of you are doing a wonderful job. You must keep on keeping on. We applaud all of you. Anywhere you are, we love you. And we will always love you. Most especially, I must thank our deputy, Mazu Chemefo, for the wonderful job you are doing. You are indeed a great Biafran. Chukwu Okike Adeoma will bless you and bless your family. And bless all the indigenous people of Biafra. May God bless all of you. I will be signing out in our embassy in Victoria, Spain. Thank you and God bless you all. Thank you, Mazu Chemefo.
Thank you for that, Mazu Asebu, for that wonderful rendition. And I also want to thank you for all that you have been doing for Biafra and Biafrans. This is Radio Biafra live presentation. We are moving forward on a day Buhari and his agent in the judiciary of the Zuko, Nigeria, delivered once again another aspect of their plan, their plot, to make sure that Biafrans are perpetually put in serious difficulties and perpetual slavery. We're back in a minute.
Jesus lost your lives and made him all an angel. All because of freedom, freedom of Biafra. But I can see a victory.
This is still Radio Biafra live presentation. We are moving forward. There are a number of issues that needed to be sorted out. There are a number of hiccups here, but we are moving forward. I'm joined by one of our reporters, of course, who was at the premises of the High Court of the Zoo in Abuja today. And we want to hear what they have to tell us. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, dear friends all over the world. Good evening, Sam Shemifo.
Good evening,
COC. Good evening to Barista Imam Mizu. Good evening, all dear friends and dear friends. To your sister, of Comfort Chimuzi, a reporting life from Abuja. Yes, what I want to say is that there is something that occurred in 1977 about Obasanjo. And in 1977, he was the one that introduced the IDU to all Nigerians by telling all the whole world to build their IDU in Nigeria, in Zoo. So at that time, they always gather at the first park town in Lagos State. That is the police cap at the Sestak town in Lagos now. The place is known as Sestak town now. So all the universe always come with what they know best for the festival in a town called, for the festival of that Sestak town. So it's done every year during those years. So in a town called Aro, in Nwalendi Zogre, in the state, which is a part of Arochukwu. So they have one masquerade that they used to carry out for that time that has a seven human head, human beings on it, and they will be carrying it on the dancer. So in that 1977, there was a party from magicians in Nigeria which was done under the umbrella of Obasanjo, that is Olusegun Obasanjo. So when they were having their festival, our people came with human beings and they cut those human beings into pieces and cook it. After that, the whole congregation ate the meat. So immediately they finished eating that meat, that the same human being that was killed and cooked in their midst, then appeared again and started coming closer to where the Chukwu people are. So that feared the congregation that they had to run away from that festival that time. So, and that is what the zoo is holding now. So, like what happened today at the court about the when the chief judge was talking, the light went off. That was the time this thing occurred to me, because they said if our people can do that kind of a thing in the year 1977, that they can still repeat the same thing this year, that they might go there and touch our director and our director will disappear with them. So for that, they have made a plan. What I wanted to say this following before today at the court, I wanted to say it on air of their plans. So they are planning to take our director away, and then they will now say that these are the people that came to prison or anywhere and kidnap him. So they wanted to kidnap our director and put the blame in our people and bring up all these things that happened in the past year, 1977, up, and they will start negotiating on it. So that's the reason why the light went off today. I was a little bit upset. But God may have it, our director's attire today was white and white. So we that is inside that courtroom, we can see through his white attire, both Benjamin and Madrid. So we can see through them when the light went off, when the light lasted. So my mind is on our director, because if that kind of a thing happened in a court where there is no light and everywhere is closed, there is no place that the sun is coming in, that means somebody might shot at him, or somebody might just come in there and take him away without our notice. So, but our director for time today shows that he's an angel. It's spotless, because you can see through his clothes what he wants to be. So, and about what the winning of the case today, we know who is behind all this, because on 19th of February 2016, by last month, the chief judge said that he will never take anything like secret trial. But today, he changes his words, his judgment, to the detriment of the DSS lawyer. Like he said that this one is going to be a secret trial, because I don't see why you bring the witness and lock the witness inside. And you want the accused person's lawyer to go into that place and ask the witness questions without being in the midst of the people that came to the court. So that is a very bad secret trial. What of if the son that is taking care of the director's case goes into that place to go and they ask the witness question and something else happens to him? What about that one? So according to what I gathered at the court, because if they bring up this case next tomorrow, and if what the chief judge ruled today is not the same as the what he ruled on 19th of February, that means we take it off from there. So I urge all Biafrans not to be afraid, not to lose hope, because this case is moving to another level. Because our son was like, if the chief judge did not give him a fair hearing, or if he did not give him good as our judge became very well, that means he has the right to go to any level to make sure that his client is with the taker. So he talks of an appeal court, that this case will be going to appeal court, and the chief judge got annoyed, was very angry with our son. I was not telling that he is threatening him. So our son now said that how can he threaten him, that he has never done that, he has been in this work for over 45 years. So this is not the first case that is like this, that he is taking. So that if the court did not give him a suitable answer to his client, that means he has no other option than to take this case to an appeal court. So the chief judge claimed that our son is threatening him. So that is, by the way, and the written evidence, like I said in the afternoon, in the morning, was because of what occurred at the gate. The written evidence is what occurred at the gate. Maybe they are using those DSS at the gate to do what? To know the kind of people we are. Because every day that we are that court, they provoke us. If they ask us questions, if you want to talk, they will start abusing us. They will start insulting us as if we did not come out from a home. And as if we are not human beings. That is to show that they did not even want to see us. The other day, there is a case that was running at that Federal High Court. Outside people were filled up there. The inside the court was filled. Both outside the gate. They did not touch them. They did not tell them to go. They did not tell them to get out of the front of Federal High Court. But they allowed them in. And they were even there making noise. They did not stop them. But when the Biafrans came, they will say, which court are you going to be? Immediately, you said the court three. That means they will tell you you should just move out. If you see how they are going to embarrass you and harass you, you won't even go to that federal high court again. But see, our people are everywhere. And if they are there, they'll be looking for our trouble. They will sort of know what you are going to tell them. But they don't know that we are wiser than them. They are also, so we are from the generation of God. So we are wiser than them. So whenever they bring that kind of thing to us, we know how we handle them there also. So that was the time Ejiofor came out. That is Python School in Ejiofor came out to come and bring us in. Director have not arrived that time. So when he came out, he said that the DSS told him that they gave Canon for 7 people to go in. So that the people that they want in is only 10. So the barrister was now telling them that he was the chief judge ruled last time that if the court is empty, that they should allow Nnamdi Kanu's family to be inside the court. And he is just coming out from the court right now, and the court is very empty as there is nobody inside the court. So for that, they should allow the people outside to go inside and sit down, which they refuse. Their point is that due to security reasons, that they will not allow much people in so that they will not attack the chief judge. So, by the governor asked him, are they going to attack the chief judge or what? That if they want to enter inside, they go through screening. Now, how many people are going to touch us before we get to the inside the Federal High Court? So the DSS now said no, that he will only give our barrister only 3 people with him. So that if patient is coming, that means we have to add 7 to her, making it 13 or 15, the number that will be in the inside the court. So he's a popular leader with them to allow him to take 5 people. They refuse. He later come down to 4. They refuse. Then later on, he agreed with them that he's going to go with 3. So when the argument was going on, there was a lady with them there that started insulting our barrister. So when the person, the first told her that she should stop insulting him. That he should stop insulting him, and she should also stop talking to him. So Bruna was now, she persisted on insulting Banks to Joseph. And the story where we are going in, when Joseph was at our back and we are entering the gate of the Federal High Court, one of them now told and told him that if he should eventually come down a gate, come and pick our people inside, that means they are going to kill him. So without knowing that, when the DSS lawyer was coming in, they wrote all the things, and because when all these things were going on, one of the police officers came to Joshua and asked him, what is his name? He said that what Joshua asked him, what is he doing with his name? Why do we want his name? So the other said, say your name. The phone gave them, his name is Ifani Chukwueze. Now he's answering the narration of the Kukano case. So before we started the email. So they wrote all those things on the sheet of paper and give it to the DSS lawyer. Imagine the DSS lawyer comes in, he did not even go back to case while we are at the court. He brought out the written note and he read it out and he passed it to chief judge, and then we are like 1 hour, 2 hours deep printing this case that happened at the gate before the phone was asked to say what really transpired between the DSS and him himself. So after that, the father pleaded with the court that if anything should happen to him, that the DSS will be the people that will, if anything should happen to him, that they have to go to the DSS responsible for that. So before our son and mama got up and said that this is not the reason, why are we still treating this matter case today? Why that is not the real reason why we are in the court today? Before the chief judge said that we have to go on break. And when we come back from the break, he lasted at least almost 70 minutes before he spoke to hold the case. That was the time the DSS lawyer pleaded with the chief judge to allow his witness either through screen or should be taken inside a room so that if our son and mama will ask him any question, we have to go inside that room to ask him the question. So which some mama objected to that, say that he is not going to do that, that it has never been done. Since he has been in this practice for over 45 years. And he was very hot on the children because the children know that what he is saying is true. As you watch that video, you see when there is a statement made by the director in that video. So that is what I believe that really happened at that court. Because of what he received, the chief judge received a letter inside that place. So he was looking at it, reading it, and all over and all over and all over again before he could make that final ruling that the witness had to be inside for our lawyer to come and ask him question or to come and see him. So that is it. You know who is behind all these things. But if that same judge wants to play with his colleague that paid him, let him know that he is playing with fire because we are not going to take that. And the accused of him being a Nnamdi Okukano said that he is not going to take that from anybody. That there is nothing like secret trial. That anybody has to come up to me for his own lawyer to ask him some questions. So let's dear friends all over the world, nobody should panic. What we need in this, our director's case, is only prayer. And we have to be whiter than white, and whiter than snow. Our director has been teaching us a very big thing from his attire, what he wears to court, how he behaves, how he moves. He is speaking to us through all these areas. So let us be whiter than white and whiter than snow. Let us keep the love which our director showed on all of us ahead. So I said, dear friends all over the world, may Chukwuma Isanyama bless us all. May Chukwuma Isanyama guide the families of our director and those who come. May Chukwuma Isanyama guide those outside and inside their land, especially in Aba, and also in Anambra. And to you, sir, each and every one, I said, may the Spirit of God strengthen you and give you more wisdom to carry on in this struggle, because I know that it's not an easy task. And your family, may the Spirit of God bless and strengthen you all in the name of your Yahushua. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and God bless. Thank you.
Biafran heroes has lost their lives and many more are injured, all because of freedom of Biafra. but I can see a victory ahead of us. So let's keep fighting, let's keep shaking the whole world as we have done till now. Oh, no amount of intimidation can stop us. We will keep moving ahead till we get our freedom. Freedom is what we need. Our destination is independence of Biafra. Oh, until we get our independence, we continue to fight. Because we are victorious, I can see victory ahead of us. United people of Biafra. Hey, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, let's unite and move forward for our victory. Oh, oh, hey, yeah. Biafrans in the Western world, we all must continue petitioning the United Nations. The G20 leaders, we must continue petitioning.
Caller on the phone, can you hear me? The number to call is +447 405 961 146, +447 405 961 146. Can you hear me? Can you turn the radio off, please?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
My name is Hello.
Your line is not stable. I can't hear you very well.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Am I still with Uchimefo?
Yes, speaking. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay. Please, I want to pray for my people of Biafra.
Go ahead.
Hello? Please, hello. Please, I have a dream. That dream that I have is because of my people in the north. So that dream is very, very terrible. I'm calling for a mistake. That dream is very, very terrible. I was in that dream. So my people in the north and the Yoruba land massacred by Hausa Fulani. So my brother Uchimefo, please, I want you to tell them to come back to Biafra land, because very soon the kind of blood that I saw in that dream was very, very terrible. Let them come home so that whatever making that happen happens here in our land called Biafra land. They have to come back. Please, if you are not on Yoruba land, please come back. This is the voice of God I'm telling you this. If you do not come back in your land that God gives you, you are going to that bad place. Please, my brothers, my sisters, my fathers, come back to the Biafra land. So, Uchenna, for my brother, I want to pray for my director. Hello?
Go ahead. Hello? I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you very much for the good work you have been doing. May Tuko Kikata Abiyama bless you, bless your family, and our director. Oh, the hand of God will be here in the name of Tuko Kikata Abiyama.
Ise.
And all the IPOT members all over the world, God bless them and give them strength so that Biafra will be restored. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. My name is Ifani Tuku Ogoke, calling from Imo State, Biafra land. Any dream that I have, I will let you know, my brother. It's ongoing. God knows our dreams and our dreams in our hands. May God bless you and bless all the people of Biafra. Thank you. In the name of Tuku Kikabiyama. God bless you.
Bless you too. Thank you very much. Next caller, can you hear me? Next caller, can you hear me?
Yes, my brother, Uchemefo. My name is Basil Anoniwo. I am calling from Iguacha, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I want to thank you guys for the job you are doing. The Lord will continue to be your strength. We'll never retreat. We'll never surrender. The soul of those that are killed for this cause will revenge our cause. For what is happening in the court, there is hope. God is going to see us through. Our labor will never be in vain. I want to thank for those of you who are in the diaspora. You are really making us proud. God will see you all through. All hail Biafra. My brother God will bless you and bless your family. And bless the family of all IPOB members. May Almighty God can all our effort with success in the name of Yahushua, I pray.
Ise, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes,
next caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening, which I'm a for. Good evening, it's still Pastor Oba from Iguacha. I've called up to say thanks. Yes, I should call back. By the grace of God, I know what happened today. I heard about it. And I know that God is by the side of Biafra. But one thing that baffles me is that this man say he came to fight corruption, but they are acting corruption in the front of the whole world. Dictating what lawyer will do and what he will not do, turning justice upside down, but he say he came to fight for corruption. But I know that the God of Biafra will never let us down. We must surely get Biafra by the grace of God. And one thing again, I say, as please, I called. The time you asked me to call for the prayer, I say, as we should pray, even before the court, I still want us to pray that prayer. But I can't say it in the air, because that's an instruction. If we pray that prayer, at least this court of Satan, God by himself, will take the absolute control, and there will be a positive result, whether they like it or not. That's the reason why I call again. And I know that this man, that is how he will behave. When they choose an old man, quarter to die, he will like to die with everybody. When good luck was there, he's a young man and he was afraid of his life, he did the right thing. So we believe that the God that choose director for this will keep him and we will succeed. By the grace of God.
You say.
Thank you, Uchemefo. I want you to give me the privilege to call you personally and give this message so that we'll be able to pray on what God said we should pray. I still say it's taken out for Britain. They don't know what God will do to them. Let's watch ahead. because I know their judgment is not far by the grace of God. May Chukwu Kagam bless you, bless Director, bless their friend all over the world. As for Ohaneze, Ndigbo, we are not running Igbo court. They will never be a distraction. God will handle their case. Thank you, Uchemefo, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. I don't know when this program will end, but I would suggest it would be better to talk tomorrow morning or later in the day tomorrow.
No problem. I will call. This is my number. It's the same number I used to call.
All right. Thank you very much. I'll save it this time around. Thank you. Next caller, can you hear me? Good evening, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Majesty Director. My name is Chidifu Wadebi. I'm calling from Ogosi, Anambra, Biafra land.
Thank you.
When the drama has finished, the whole world has seen that the Muhammad Buhari, he said that he fights the corruption. That corruption is best. The whole world is watching Muhammad Buhari and his judge that he brought money. But I want to tell you, Muhammad Buhari, you are not God. Almighty God is watching you. And it's what is warning you. And if you take him, listen to his warning. You are going to face a great problem in the future. I want to tell you, Muhammad Buhari, you are not greater than Nebuchadnezzar. Muhammad Buhari, you are not greater than Pharaoh. Muhammad Buhari, you are not greater than Abacha. And your own case that is different. God Almighty is warning you. It's only you are fighting God. Think that you are fighting Biafran. I heard that you say that you have killed about 2 million Biafran in the years past, and you are going to kill them again. Guardian, I think you know what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. When Nebuchadnezzar rose up and said, whose God can save the children of Israel? And the God Almighty drag him into bush. He eat grass like animals, even green. And he know that no one can challenge God. The higher you have already challenged God. And the God Almighty will show you who he is. And I want to warn back a DFS man. Who is threatening our lawyer? The whole world has seen now that Boko Haram, that Muhammad Buhari, the terrorist, did job of PSS, because that man is an Boko Haram. Buhari gives him the work of PSS. He gives him to pay him for the work he done for him. So that man, God Almighty is warning you. And the world have already seen you. You are making me. You are threatening our lawyer with your rifle that you are going to shoot him. If you try to kill any of our leader, heaven will fall. Don't mind that we are keeping quiet. You know what we are doing. And I want to tell the citizen of Zuko, Nigeria, that this old man, wants to cause another second war between Biafra and Nigeria again. If India does not take it. I repeat myself. This old Hadam man, Muhammad Buhari, this old haggard man called Muhammad Buhari wants to cause war and the blood will flow. His care does not take it. Remember that we are Biafrans. We didn't give up. If we say we are going forward, we are going forward. If you think that we go back in this struggle, you are joking. Joking, we are moving forward. We are moving forward. By following Biafran, let us unite together. And the united we stand, gathered we fall. Thank you, my people of Biafran. Thank you, my musicians. Thank you, my leaders. Thank you, those who tweet. Thank you, everybody, for the good work that you are doing so that our Biafran is strong. May God bless you. We are winning.
Thank you very much. God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra live presentation. We are moving forward. Next caller, can you hear me?
Very much. God bless you.
Unacceptable. Next caller, can you hear me? Next, your name and where you are.
Hello, Deputy Director Ushima Jafar. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I greet Abjafran all over the world. I greet everybody. My name is Obiora Chukwujekwu. I'm coming from Biafran Land, Igbocha. And Deputy Director, what I want to put mouth this night is about Professor Mabuse. Because I think we have somebody like that that's supposed to be talking, but the man is not talking. He's not even saying anything. He doesn't want to open their mouth. All of them. Nobody wants to talk. And I know him very well. I know his house. I know where he comes from. Everything about that, I know them. So many of them. And they are still keeping quiet. They don't want to talk. When time will come, it's only God will judge. But what they are doing in this country and all of them, they are doing it that they want to do anything they want to do, and they are eating from Hausa, they are eating from Brali, doing a lot of things they want to do. It's only God will judge them. But I just want to pray for the director. Heavenly Father, King of Kings, Ancient of Days, the mighty man in battle, the important, the science God, the Alpha and the Omega. That we thank you for everything.
Can you hear me? I don't know what's going on with the line. Next caller, can you hear me? Caller on Skype, can you hear me? No.
I heard of us, so let's keep fighting. Let's keep shaking the whole world as we have done till now. Oh, no amount of intimidation can stop us. We will keep moving ahead till we get our freedom. Freedom is what we need. Our destination is independence of Biafra. Oh, until we get our independence, we continuous fight. Because we are victorious against evil ahead of us. United people of Biafra. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, let's unite and move forward for our victory. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Biafrans in the Western world, we all must continue petitioning the United Nations. The G20 leaders, we must continue petitioning them.
until they respond to us. We need nothing but Biafra. We don't need any negotiation. Ngede people, Idoma, and now people, Ibibio, Ijos, Ibos, and also Owanke. You all must wake up from your sleep. You can't sleep forever. This is a challenge that comes to you, and you must face your responsibility. We need nothing but Biafra, nor any other negotiation except Biafra freedom. Biafra or nothing.
Has lost their precious life for Biafra. Let us write their names. They will be in the history of Biafran heroes forever and ever. And we will never forget them. Oh, we must win this battle for them. Hey, hey, hey. Because the reason of their death is the freedom of Biafra. Oh, 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 oh. So we must win this battle for them. Let us keep knocking the doors of United Nations. Let us keep protest in front of Nigerians. Ambassadors in the whole world, we must let the whole world hear our voice. Oh, 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 oh. We must win for those who lost their life for Biafra. Let us keep united by the grace of God. We win. Oh, 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 oh. United people of Biafra. Hey, 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 I say, oh, oh, oh,
keep united and fight.
Let's keep united and fight.
I can see a victory ahead of us.
I can see a victory.
Call on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening,
Welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
I'm greeting you for a good work I'm doing in our lives. Open our memories, open our eyes. My name is Shani Namani. Sister Connector of Education. I thank you, my brother, my goodness, for a good work you're doing for us. According to today's course, you can see how God is taking his personals. The seniors and their member and the brother and his members. Today, the Joseph Tommy Green said that the Yamaha Supreme and the Service Award. All I believe that Biafra must come. And Biafra is already there. So that Buhari like it or not. Maybe some useless leaders should have called themselves Igbo leaders. The president took it off for students so that Igbo elders are called themselves. They are all fools. People that eat it from the none of the innocent will be killed. House of Marquee, they are collecting money from their house of living to kill their people. To fight against land, the family, somewhere that God did for us to deliver us from the hand of evil men in God, Nigeria. All I know, my prayer point is that I still say it. You know, telling my word, I never know that after each people have gone, somebody again can still be honest in this nation, in this Nigeria. After this lesson, the God was to receive the people in hand of Obasanjo. I never knew that people like you people would be here again for us to deliver us, to show us that yes, the honest and no God. God will still help you people. God will strengthen people. Their families, family of England, the Kano, God will help them to excel from all this, to come out from all this evil. God will help you people for helping us, open our eyes, to teach us what we know before that we may know our mind knows. And thank you, Mazma, for your goodness, for being a kind person, a very nice man, with quiet heart, and love your way, and like the way you talk, the way you advise people. And thank you, God. God bless you and your family. And all the IP radio families, like what happened in our area, like you today, that you get us to be here. I thank God that the way God did it in our meeting. And our meeting was very fantastic yesterday. We went to where you could stay with us. And we thank God for everything. So, man, therefore, I'm still praying that Ulan Mikan must come out after fight, no matter whatever it is. To marry the purified, somebody who will not go to school, you don't know you better, right? You give me low white people like you people. Don't go for this bad thing. It cannot happen. It cannot be. We are going our own way. Somebody that is never to marry with you again will not be able to go on his own. Buhari must die in that seat. As she's doing like Gadata. Remember when Abaka was there? He was only useless man. They called Babu, they called Abasanja. I had put come and pray on his behalf. Abaka refused to leave him, to release him, or to let him die. Buhari will say die for that seat. Those are eating from a lot of Jaffas. They will die. One of the people will not survive. Their chairman from the head to toes, their children will suffer, obviously they are suffering. So much about thank you, God, for your life. And thank you, all of you are wonderful people. May God guide and protect you and your families. In Jesus' name, I pray.
He said, thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. Next caller, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening. Let me see.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
This is Monday. I come from our five mistakes.
Thank you. Go ahead. Not sure what the issue is, but we'll be ending this program in a very short while. We have been running a marathon one since morning, and we are continuing this evening. The next caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Go ahead, please.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, my name is Kelechi Oyede. I'm calling from Asaba, Biafra Land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Alright, I want to thank you very much for this great program. May Chukwu Tazema continue to bless you, sir. I'm very much happy because this struggle, we will win. Because our director told us, if we fight us, they might kill us, but at the end, that's how we win. And I just want to say something, sir. I want to talk to all the pastors in Biafra Land. I don't know what is your problem. They talk about freedom, that Jesus Christ died for us, they liberate us. But now we are talking about our own freedom, but all the churches keep quiet. They're not saying anything. Then another one is out there, all the people that are going to all these churches, Pentecostal, Yoruba churches,
I don't know their problem. It's in good Yoruba countries are not saying anything about this of Biafra. Because they know what we are passing through, but they don't want to say anything. And our people are the problem. Today they will go to the Yoruba church, they pay their tithe, they give the offering, they are building there. But now we are talking about our own freedom. Those people that are just keeping us quiet. And I don't know. So I want to tell my people to open their eyes, to stand shoulder to shoulder with our leader. Because for me, I vowed with my last breath, in this thing, for resolution of this Biafra, I'm free. I have decided and I'm willing to do anything so far this Biafra restoration, for this Biafra struggle is achieved. So my brother, God bless you and bless your family. Keep on keeping on, sir. And you will have them a beauty. Be with all the dear friends. Be with our barrister Imam. So anytime I hear his voice, I feel relaxed. And our own rhetoric of faith. All the dear friends. God will bless all of them. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Thank you very much. God bless you. And on this note, I want to once again remind our people that the court proceedings regarding our leader Nnamdi Kanu has been adjourned for the 9th of March 2016, and we are urging all Biafrans, all friends of Biafra, wherever they are in Abuja and environs, and those who can make it, to stand in solidarity, to stand in support of our leader Nnamdi Kanu, to be physically present in Abuja. If you can't make it, do whatever you can. There are those who are organizing prayers. There are those who are doing all other things. Join hands with the global IPOB family and do what you are entitled to do, what you are supposed to do. Together, we will move relentlessly forward to claiming victory with respect to the restoration of Biafra. We thank God Almighty for having made it possible for us to have deliberated, to have come together, to have rubbed minds together, and indeed it is time to go. We ask him to continue to protect our leader Nnamdi Kanu, to continue to envelop him with his presence. More importantly, to incapacitate the enemies and render them powerless, and destroy their plots and set confusion in their midst, both spiritually and physically, that forever victory will be ours, total liberation will be ours, total emancipation of Biafra land and Biafran people will be the order of the day. We ask you, God Almighty, Chukwuka Biama, the author and finisher of our lives, to continue to renew us, to continue to revive us. More importantly, may you help us to restore Biafra. Thank you very much. This is sincerely to me for this particular point in time. Sign off. Good night and God bless.
Like porn. future of the children, the hope of the rising sun.
Yeah. We will keep on believing and fighting to the end of time. We can't really want. Hey.
Super blunt and workers of it, they waiting. Brutality, them can never see the rising
yes,
of the sun.
Yes, it's the futures of tomorrow. Now give them the strength they need. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Freedom song.
It's a freedom song.